Jared Fluffy with you here on Locker Room Chat. Now, I would normally be joined by Axel Girlton basketball coach Brad Broxman, but we were unable to get hold of him this week, so I'm going to fill some time here. Axel, they were the seventh seed in the TVL tournament, and they lost in the first round to Washington County. They lost that game 51-50, and that would mean they would miss the consolation bracket, so they had to play a couple of consolation games after that. In the first one, they fell by a final score of 54-28 to Troy. And then after that, they lost to Onega by a final score of 56-29. So they went 0-2 in the consolation games as well. They followed that up with the game against Waubunsee. They lost that game as well on Tuesday. They lost that game 45-21. So as of this moment, Axel, the girls basketball team has a record of 5-8 on the season. And they go back to league play with a record of 2-4. Taking a look at the TVL standings, Hanover alone at the top. They are 7-0, 12-0 in the regular season, the only unbeaten team in the TVL. Clifton Clyde's a half game back of them. They are unbeaten in league play, but they are 13-1. They're a half game back. And Donovan West is in third. They are a game and a half out of first at 5-1, 8-3. Frankfort is in fourth. They are 4-1, 9-3. Centralia and Lynn are tied for fifth at 3-2. And the Centralia Panthers are 7-5. Lynn Bulldogs are 7-6. Valley Heights is right there. They are at 2-2 in league play, 7-6. Overall, then, get towards the bottom of the standings with Axel as they are under 500 at 2-4, 5-8. Onega and Troy are 1-4 with the Buffaloes. They are actually above 500 overall at 7-5. Troy, they're 5-7 in the regular season. Blue Valley Randolph, Washington County, they're 1-5 in league play. 4-9 is Blue Valley Randolph, 5-8 Washington County, and Wetmore, they are winless in both league and overall play. So that is where we leave things off. And as for Axel moving forward, they have a game against Riverside, a really tough game for them. At Riverside, they have been fantastic this year. They are currently ranked, and they have been such a fun team to observe with head coach Craig Burns, and that will be a very tough matchup for him coming up tomorrow night. So that's where we'll leave things off. And we hope to have Brad Broxman back here on Locker Room Chat next week. It's been brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Vern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Don't go anywhere. We have head coach Jason Tynan on the show next.